You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is Soft Plastics with I Love My Wife. Kia ora, Laura. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you going, Rachel?
Good. It's lovely to chat to you and very exciting because there's a brand new Soft Plastics song out in the world today called Day Job, and it's got a fantastic video directed by Stella Reed. How are you feeling about it?
Very excited. It's a great way to end your week.
For sure.
Releasing a music video.
It's quite the sort of like comedy gothic video. There's a lot of sort of violence going on in a kind of the grind is a hard sort of struggle way. I very much enjoyed it. How did you guys find the process of making a video like this? Stella is such a great director. It's very sort of cinematic. What was it like?
It was actually a dream job. So I have kind of a background in filmmaking and screenwriting, and so I've worked with Stella before in the past, and it was just like an obvious choice to work with her. And this was the second music video that she's made. So she did Ladies Night by the fantastic Dick Move, and it was kind of funny because as soon as I asked her to be involved, I sent her the song, And then he says to her, and I was like, I have an idea I want to pitch to you. And she was like, okay, cool. Sounds great. What's your idea? And I was like, she's an assassin, maybe? And she was like, I have the same idea. And I was like, great, we're on the...
Brilliant.
Yeah, so it just worked out really, like...
That's so
perfectly.
Good.
and yeah, it was great. Like, it was just so much fun shooting and working with, like, we were so lucky with the team of people that we worked with as well. So yeah, we're very blessed, and it's a great first music video. Yeah,
for sure. It's a very. It looks like everyone's having a lot of fun, even though, you know, a lot of people are getting murdered in this. It's a very enjoyable thing to watch, and it looks like it was a very enjoyable thing to create as well. It's a special type of making, I think, for musicians to step into music video territory, because, you know, that's not it's not necessarily the reason you make music. You make music to probably play gigs and, you know, have songs out there, but getting to create a world that kind of is attached visually to the track is a very particular thing. Do you sort of feel like that's something that you want to do a bit more of as a band? Is it something you're kind of keen to explore further?
I mean, I will say yes on behalf of the band, because it was just, it was so much fun. And I feel like, I don't know, like, maybe I'm being a little bit opinionated, but, like, you know, back in the, like, 90s and early 2000s, there was, like, very fun narrative and, like, I don't know, character-based music videos that, like, a lot of musicians did. And I don't know, it's just kind of funny to like, you know, perform and play like silly roles and kind of, you know, go over the top as well. Like, I don't know, it's kind of, it's, I keep on saying I don't know, but I mean I would love to you know, do it again and make something that was even kind of more outrageous. But the thing is like, we don't actually, like, you don't actually see anyone being killed. Like, it's just kind of, you know, we're kind of
implied.
Like...
implied.
Oh, implied, yes.
Implied murder.
Oh.
I am very excited about this song as a song as well, because it's heralding a bit of a new era for Soft Plastics. The same sort of cool sound that we've come to love, lots of good guitars, something you definitely want to see live and kind of maybe move your body to a little bit. What's on the cards? Have you guys been working on an EP or an album, or just writing tracks? What's been happening across this weird period we've all been living through?
Well, we've been working on an album with the wonderful James Goldsmith, which has been so great. It's been really nice kind of having a goal that we can kind of work towards, especially because the old global pandy hasn't helped. So yeah, that's what we've been kind of chipping away at, and that's been a really nice process, and playing a couple of gigs. But it's, you know, it's kind of like one of those sad things where, like, we get asked to play a gig and we're like, well, you know, someone's going to get COVID and it probably will have to get cancelled.
It's a roll with the punches time for sure.
Oh, definitely. But I mean, everyone's just been so supportive and chill and, yeah, so great. And but, we're doing a gig with playing None next week, which is virtual, which is really cool.
That'll be great.
COVID friendly. And then we also, we've been so blessed with Fur Patrol as well, which
yes.
is going to be in August. So we're going to be opening for them in Wellington, Napier, Auckland, and Tauranga, which is so exciting.
I was going to
dream come true.
I was going to say that's not a bad opening gig there, to be opening for Fur Patrol on what is truly a victory lap tour for them about an album that has wormed its way into like the absolute pinnacle of New Zealand music history in recent years. It's a very cool thing to be involved with. Were you? I mean, you must have been pretty stoked when you got asked.
Like, we felt so special. Like, it was, I don't know when we were asked. It feels like maybe we were asked like almost a year ago. But it just kept on getting postponed. And it was so sweet because we're friends with Andrew, who plays bass, and he does our account.
Nice.
So we'll be like, hey, I'll message Andrew and be like, hey, I'm just wondering if you could help me out with this GST return. So I have a question about.
Are we also paying Fur Patrol?
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Yeah. Which is real funny. It just kept on getting postponed, but like honestly, like it is, we feel so special playing it. Like they're just so cool.
It is. It's the big league. It's very exciting. And August, it's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. But as you mentioned, we can see you on the internet playing for Flying Nun next week, which is very cool. A nice little lineup of artists performing in Te Whanganui a Tara. And will you be airing a few new songs? Will you be trying out some old faves? What's the set list looking like?
Well, Jono writes the set list. he is like, that is honestly one of his special qualities. I don't know how he does it. He will sit down with a Vivid and an A4 piece of paper and he'll just curate like a really amazing set list every time. I don't know how he does it. And so I'm interested to see what he comes up with because every time it's surprising, but I'm sure we'll probably throw in some new songs.
Excellent.
And some old favourites as well.
Well, I reckon we better have a listen to the new song, Day Job, and I would highly recommend people go and check out Stella Reed's fantastic video for this later today too. Thank you so much, Laura, for speaking with us. We look forward to seeing you guys at a gig very soon.
Oh, thank you, Rach.
See ya.
Yeah.
This is a brand new track from Soft Plastic's Day Job is the name of that. They are going to be playing a show which is online for Flying Nun next week. There's plenty of other cool bands joining in as well, and they're going on tour with Fur Patrol.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.